Idaho House lawmakers have signed off on a bill blocking most public money going to clinics that provide abortions. James Dawson has details.
Under Republican Representative Brian Zollinger's bill, abortion providers like Planned Parenthood wouldn't be able to take public money from patients on Medicaid, even if it was just for a routine health checkup. It would still follow federal law by allowing women on Medicaid to get abortions when their life is at risk or in cases of rape or incest. Zollinger wants to outlaw abortions entirely, but he says it won't stand up in court at this time.
This bill does not solve the problem of abortion. This bill does not protect every unborn life. I wish it did. I hope we can get there soon.
The debate also highlighted a schism among Republicans. Some rally behind any incremental regulation that might stick when it comes to abortion, while others view that approach as compromising on what they see as murder. Republican Representative Heather Scott was one of three GOP lawmakers to join Democrats in opposing the bill.
We're not going to shut these guys down this way. And I can't support paying for the death penalty for babies.
Records show the state paid Planned Parenthood nearly $285,000 in 2019. State senators will take up the bill next. From the Capitol, James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.